Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thank you so much for being with us today. You know how they say if you want something done, you give it to a busy person. And so I have a busy person that I've brought before you that's getting things done because we've been trying to get together for a while now, ever since I heard the story about her approach to try to get mentors into the schools. So without delay, I want to bring you Ms. Marcia Owens of Apopka High School. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am blessed and just happy to have you on. And thank you for taking out the time to talk to us. So tell everybody who you are, and we'll talk more about why I have brought you on.
Yes, I'm Marcia Owens, assistant principal here at Apopka High School.
All right. And the reason, she's being modest because she's not talking about all her accolades and accomplishments and all that kind of stuff, but she came to my attention because there was a news story about her out on the street trying to get mentors. So talk to me about what possessed you to do this. I mean, it had to be something like a breaking point for you or something. Talk about it.
Well, yes. So I've been working with kids for a long time, and being here at Apopka, I saw there was a need for mentors. There was a need for added support, additional guidance. And I know that the teachers and the staff, they also mentor, but I know they already have a lot on their plate with grading and, you know, making sure that students are on track for graduation. So I said, you know what, let me reach out to the community to see who can come in to help us with the kids to provide that, you know, that needed guidance and support and love that students need. So I put it out there. We did it as a Facebook post. We did it with a marquee sign, and we really didn't get the response that we truly needed. As a matter of fact, we held a information session one evening, and we only had one person to show, that was the president of the local Rotary Club, and Mr. Franklin. And he was like, "Ms. Owens, don't give up." He's like, "Keep going." He's like, "I see what you're trying to do. I see what you guys are trying to do. Don't give up." Because it wasn't that I wanted to give up, but I was like, my goodness, you know, what else can I do to get help for these students? Because they so desperately need it. Because as you know, when it comes from mom and dad, it's like, oh, my God, we hear it all the time. You know, I have a 15-year-old son, and he's always like, oh, my God, mom, you said that like 1,000 times. And dad, you said it like 2,000 times. But when it comes from his baseball coach, and it's the same thing that my husband and I had just said to him, it just sounds different, and he jumps on it, and he does it. So when it comes from someone different, it sounds different to students, and that's what we needed. So I decided to get with our media specialist and create the sign. And again, I prayed on it. God knows I prayed on that, and that's what God led me. He led me to that intersection, and I went out the first time, and I got a couple calls after that first time, and that first time I had an older couple that pulled over in the parking lot right there at the Walgreens and motioned for me to come over, and they tried to write a check to the school. And I was like, no, we don't need your money. We need you. We need you there to talk to our students, to get them advice, guidance, love. And they're like, you know, we'll try to do that, but, you know, we would like to give money as well. I was like, no, I don't want to accept your money. I just want you. We just want you. So then after that, again, I was like, man, why aren't we getting the response that we need? Because, again, these students need us. They need their parents. They need a mentor. So I prayed on it again, and I gave it another shot. And praise God and thank God for that young lady that took the picture and posted it. I didn't expect that. But that was an answer to the prayers because I've received, now we're over 100 mentors, well, volunteers. So right now they are in the process of completing their admissions application, which is a basic background check. Some that have already completed it and passed, they've already been out to the school and met with their mentee. And to be honest, and a couple of them, I already see a difference. Oh, my goodness. A difference they are making in these kids' lives. So the process has already began. So if there's anyone out there that's interested in helping these students, I urge you to please just email me, call me. And, yes, as you state, we are busy being here at the school because, first, we have to provide safety and security to these students and teachers every day. So we have to ensure that. So we're out with supervision. But I try to take time every day to sit down to check emails and check phone messages. And I've been returning. I've been playing phone tag with several people. And I've also received several emails where emails aren't valid. So if you're leaving, I would suggest if you're leaving a message, please speak slowly and clearly. And don't try not to use speakerphone on your cell phone because when it comes through as a message, it's very distorted. And I'm not able to get the phone numbers or the email addresses. But, yes, we desperately need mentors. Sorry, I'm talking too much, but I get really passionate about this. I love students. I love kids. I don't see myself doing anything else outside of working with kids.
You're so enthusiastic, and that's what really makes the difference. I mean, we've had people on the show before to talk about mentorship and try to recruit mentors and stuff, and I'm all behind that. But tell me, as an educator, what is the real difference, the impact that mentors make for the educators?
As far as helping the educators out or the students?
Well, what I'm wondering is how much of a difference do you see having the mentors versus not having the mentors? What type of impact does that make in terms of the job of the educators?
Yes, big difference. As I mentioned, the ones that have already passed the admissions process and they completed the paper application here at the school and they've already been in to meet with their mentees, we see a difference already with their attendance. Students that have been staying at home or attempt to skip a class, we see them going to class now. Students that weren't making the right choices, oh, you ought to see them now. When that tardy bell rings, they're full speed ahead, going to class, running. You know, you're receiving those emails from those teachers saying, wow, Ms. Owens, who's their mentor? I want to thank them. Yesterday, I happened to be walking down the hall as one of the mentors and a mentee. It was a young lady and one of our female mentors that was coming out of the room, just finished their session. And she was getting on her about her shirt because it wasn't quite over her stomach, you know, within dress code. And she was like, you know, when I come back to see you, I expect you to be dressed like a young lady with a shirt that goes beyond your belly. And she was like, yes, ma'am. Yes, absolutely. Yes, ma'am. I was like, oh, wow. And this is a young lady who, she's a tough cookie. You know, it's hard to get through that, through her, as far as she has this armor on her, of this defense armor. Like, she doesn't let anyone get close to her. And for that mentee to have that young lady to respond in that manner to her, I stopped in my tracks. I was like, wow, amazing. And I'm quite sure mom probably spoke to her several times about, you know, maybe wearing a longer shirt. And I'm sure that staff members, but in her response, I've seen it in the past, hasn't been as warming. But yesterday, when I saw that, I stopped in my tracks. So the impact that these mentees have on these students is going to be lasting. It's going to be priceless. Because, again, when it comes from someone outside of mom, dad, grandmother, aunt, teacher, assistant principal, dean, it sounds different. I don't know why, but it does. Because as I stated with my son, we tell him 1,000 times, Trevor, put your clothes away. Trevor, do your homework. Trevor, you know. But again, when the coach has that conversation with them at baseball practice, Trevor jumps in the car and pulls out that laptop and get going. He uses his Wi-Fi connection from his cell phone, and he's like, Trevor, you're doing your homework already? Oh, yeah, Coach D just told us that if we don't have it completed by this time, at this, you know, that time, that we have to run extra laps, and we have to do this, and we have, I was like, oh, my goodness. But your dad and I have been telling you that all week, Trevor. But, again, when it comes from someone different, it just – to students or kids, it sounds differently. So that's why we need them there. And, again, we have some students here that's on that list to receive a mentor that's coming from single family households. So it's just mom at home raising them, or it's just dad or just grandmother, and they need help. So having that mentor there to help them and help provide that, you know, that needed support and love and, again, guidance, it's monumental.
So now you said you got maybe over 100 responses, but is that enough? And
No, ma'am. It's never enough. No, ma'am. Absolutely not. So if anyone's out there and they're still willing to come help these kids, please, I urge you to call the school, stop by the school, reach out to us, and we will, you know, make it our business to meet with you so that we can make this connection. So absolutely no, ma'am. We need as many as we can get. And as a matter of fact, this morning, as I was checking my voicemail messages, I received a call from Eatonville Police Department. Who wants to come help?
Oh, good. Good, good.
I know. It's a blessing.
Wow.
Met with the fire lieutenant yesterday from the Apopka Fire Department. Yes.
Wow.
We got the assistant fire chief who has done his application. Now he's about to meet his mentee next week. It just gives you goosebumps. Yes. I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. This is what we need.
So what is the requirement? Is there an age range? What type of requirement are there?
Absolutely not. We ask that they be at least a college student, but you don't have to be, you know, if you're a stay-at-home mom, you know, if you're retired, military, grandfather, whoever, is no set requirement. We just need to make sure as of age, you're 21 years or older. And for some college students, you know, if you're right there teetering, you know, 20, 21, that's fine. But you do, is mandatory that you complete the additions application. And like I said, that's a sort of like a background check that goes through the district office. And then once that clears, then I have you come in to fill out a paper application. It's not really an application. It's just an information sheet that basically tells us your name, your occupation, if you have one, your hobbies, or the subject areas that you were strong in when you're in school, so that we can match you with someone. Because, you know, I may match you with Marcia, who's struggling in biology, but you were really good in biology when you were in school. Or maybe you majored in biology in college. So we try to put those connections together. So that's on that sheet. And it also gives us your availability, because we ask that you can at least commit to once a week or every other week, at least 30 minutes. And since then, we've had mentors and mentees that have met, and they're doing twice a week, which is phenomenal. So, again, that's what that sheet is. And then the students also take home a permission form, which their parent or guardian signs, which gives the mentor access to speak with their teachers on their behalf. You know, ask, how is Marcia doing in class this week? Has Marcia missed your class anytime this week? You know, how is she doing, you know, with her grades? Because I noticed that she hasn't turned into assignments, things like that. So that's what that permission form that the student brings back to me, just so that it says, yes, it's okay for my child to have a mentor.
Okay, because that was going to be my next question, so I'm glad you answered that in terms of, you know, the parents' permission. Do you get any type of backlash from the parents for trying to get their children involved in a program like this?
I haven't yet. So we're gonna pray to God that I don't, but I haven't yet. I haven't.
Okay.
Now I will hope that we would. I will hope that the parents and guardians see where there's a need and we're trying to help them with that need.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break because, and I know you've got to go soon, but I do want to ask you some other questions, but we need to take a quick break.
Okay.
I'm here with Ms. Marcia Owens of Apopka High School. This is G's Power Hour. I've never had so good entertainment. If you have questions for Ms. Owens, the number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. We'll be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the art with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chilling?
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Here with Ms. Marcia Owens, of Apopka High School. And the number, if you have questions for her, is 516-387-1944. Wanted to know, so if you commit as a mentor, is it for the full year? And can you commit beyond just the 1 year?
Absolutely. So we ask that you complete the remaining of the school year. But absolutely, if you want to go beyond that and extend it through the summer next year, that's fine as well. Because, again, that permission form that the students are having the parents to sign, it gives you access to that student, outside of school hours as well. So when you fill out, when the volunteer fills out their information sheet, it has your email address on there and your cell number so that the students can reach you outside of school hours, because they may want to invite the mentor to their soccer game, or they may want to invite them to their orchestra concert, or, you know, they may be speaking at church. So that gives them, you know, access to that mentor. Now, when the mentor comes to me and say, hey, I'm not available for the summer, then I'm able to let that mentee and that parent know that they're not available for the summer, but they'll be back next school term.
Okay. And then you were saying that you do notice difference. I mean, are there, like, notable, let's say, grade changes? I know you talked about personality adjustments, but do you notice anything in terms of the grades?
Well, I haven't seen the grades come out yet, but I will be pulling those for the mentors because, again, parents gave permission for the mentors to see that. So we will be pulling those so that they can see them. But from the couple emails I received from teachers already, I'm sure there's going to be a difference because, like I said, I've received several emails already from teachers saying, hey, Ms. Owens, tell this mentor that they're doing so much better in my class. You know, they're participating in class discussions. They're participating in the small groups, you know, within the class. They are turning in their homework. So I'm sure I'm going to see a difference.
Wow.
So, yes. So once I pull those for the mentors, we'll discuss that. Absolutely. So I'm sure I'm going to see it from those emails.
Okay. So let me ask you, have you talked to some of your colleagues at the other schools since your famous appearance on the news here? And are they noticing, have they received any type of responses there?
So which schools would you refer to, the feeder schools?
No, I mean, I didn't know if you may have spoken to anybody that is teaching or is in administration at any of the other local schools that may have talked to you about, you know, your appearance, and are they noticing anything as a residual effect of what you've done?
Well, I did speak to another assistant principal at another local high school, and so I'm going to get with them to get them started on how to get mentors. And I did speak with a couple of volunteers that mentor kids down at Wheatley Elementary, and they are putting together a great program and putting a great program in place as well. And I want to say the young man, the one volunteer I spoke with, I want to say I may be speaking out of turn that he's actually going to lead it because he is from the Apopka community and he works mainly with Wheatley and he's doing a phenomenal job down there. So I think that he's going to get that program off the ground and he's going to reach out to other several other community members to join in with him. But as far as assistant principals, I did speak to one, and I'm going to work with her to try and help her get her program started.
Okay, so you've become the go-to person, it seems, for all things mentoring here in Orange County, almost. Anyway, but I think it was just a matter of, you know, like I said, desperate times, desperate measures, and just being willing to step out of, you know, your comfort zone and being willing to kind of just step out on faith a little bit and just, you know, it was like, what did you have to lose, really, for the students?
Right, yeah,
especially.
I did step out on faith. I did because, like I said, I prayed about it. And it's for the kids. You know, when I first got there, I was a little afraid because I'm like, oh, my goodness, all these people were looking at me, and, you know, I don't know what they're thinking. Now, again, some people would honk, some would wave, and some would roll down the window and, you know, say great job, as I've mentioned on other interviews. And I was like, come on in, help us. You know, but it was a little frightening at first. But, again, it's all for the kids. And if your heart isn't in it, and if you're not doing it for the kids, it's not for you, and it's not going to work. You have to have that mindset that you're doing this for kids. These kids truly are, and I know that's a cliche, they are our future. You know, they're our future educators. They're our future radio hosts. They're our future dentists, you know. So that's how you got to look at it. You know, you got to get them ready, prepare them to lead this community.
So are you needing more men than women, or does it matter?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whoever wants to come in, we have students that need help. So it doesn't matter.
Wow. So, and the people that have to realize, too, the whole mentoring process, you're helping the kids, but in turn, you're helping the school as a whole in a way, because our schools, you know, with the grading system and everything, that kind of impacts the whole outcome in terms of how the school is looked at in terms of having that support system, having those kids that are making that turnaround and getting those better grades. And like you said, you know, you've heard from the teachers already, you know, so it doesn't take a lot, apparently, for to make this turnaround happen.
Right. It doesn't take much at all. It just takes a little dedication, little hard work, but then, you know, little extra hour here and there, and you can get it going. And again, you got to know you're doing it for the kids. They have to.
So how can people, you said, you know, people can contact you. So how can people contact you if they want more information about what you're doing at Apopka High School, or how they can get something going at their own school? How can they reach you?
They can call the school at 407-905-5500, or they can email me at marcia.owens@ocps.net.
Okay. All right. Any last words you want to let our public know in terms of what they can do, how they can help, you know, what's really important to you here?
Just give us a call. Just come out and help these kids. And I want to thank you for reaching out so you can help us get the word out about the mentors that we need, that these students need. So thank you as well.
Well, thank you for the work that you're doing because, it, you know, like you said, you know, you put your heart into it. The kids need someone that's going to put their heart into it, and you did just that and stepped out there, and I'm very thankful that you did that because our kids really, really need all the help they can get. And really appreciate what you're doing. Take care. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Have a blessed day. So we want to thank Ms. Marcia Owens for coming on with us today. Really appreciate her taking the time. Now, like she said, you can give her a call, but we all know that, especially if you have lived in the area, your schools are probably just as in need of help and support as Apopka High School. So if you graduated from one of the other high schools or elementary schools or middle schools, give them a call. Find out what they need. You know, we all think that maybe writing a check or sending in some sort of donation or whatever is the way to go, and a lot of times it's not that. You know, and people are saying, I don't have the time. Sometimes it doesn't take a lot of time. If you can probably just take out 1 hour, and let's say 1.5 hours, or 2 hours, because let's allow for transportation time or whatever the case may be. But if you can just take that time out from a TV show, you know, from a movie, from, you know, and the gym is important. I'm not dissing the gym, but maybe you want to take some time out of one day a week of the gym time that you've set aside, or shorten that time at least, you know, whatever time you have, or even, you know, whatever you're doing, maybe make it a family thing. Maybe not just you. Maybe your family can adopt someone to mentor. Just go for it, you know, because right now our kids, you've seen on the television a lot of our kids that are being arrested for doing a lot of crazy stuff out there. And sometimes they just need somebody to talk to. They just need an outlet, and you can be that outlet for them. So give us a call. Well, give her a call. Call your school. And also, too, we want to know about other projects that are out there. We've told you about Lanes and the POPS program and some other programs that have been out there. If you have a program that is out there that you know of that is helping kids, we've talked about the tutoring program out there, and High Tech Tutorial Program. That's the other one that we've had on there before. There are programs out there to support and get involved in. So if you know of a program, give us a call. Let us know, or hit me up on the G's Power Hour Facebook page and let me know. We'd like to get exposure to them, because all of the vehicles out there to support our kids and support our young adults are very vital and very crucial in need of your help. So anyway, we're going to close the show early today, because my main goal at least was to try to get Ms. Owens on, and I really want to thank her for her efforts. You know, she went above the call of duty, you know, something extraordinary, and I wanted you to know about her and be able to support her and support your schools out there. You know, a lot of people think that the alternative is to send your kid to a private school, and sometimes it just requires a little and more investment in terms of time and talent, you know, and we've all got it there that we can use. So thank you for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I never had it so good entertainment. Have a blessed day, everybody, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.